Hello, I'm Chris Kozlowski, and I'm talking to you today from Atlanta, Georgia. The date is January 20th, 2022. This is an assignment for the Mapping the Russian Empire class offered through the Harvard Extension School and taught by Professor Kelly O'Neill. The topic of today's discussion is called Panic on the Volga, the Cholera Epidemic of 1892. On the 4th of July, 1892, the New York Times reported that cholera killed three people in Astrakhan on June 30th and another person on July 1st. On July 30th, the Washington Post reported that severe cases had occurred along the Volga River above Nizhny Novgorod. This was just the tip of the iceberg. The Volga River, a major artery that traverses through Russia, is a major transportation route providing much-needed goods to those in Russia. Still, as these reports state, there's another side to the life on the Volga. Cholera was carried upstream into Russia from Astrakhan. Volga boatmen and other ship workers and traders played a role in moving cholera through Russia. Ship workers carried the disease on their clothing and in their bodies and through the water of the Volga. Then, beginning in the south, in Astrakhan, cholera traveled upriver. So what is cholera? Janet Hartley describes cholera in her book, The Volga History, as a bacterial infection of the small intestine, spread mainly by unsafe water and food containing the bacteria. Symptoms start with dizziness and anxiety, followed by violent diarrhea and vomiting and muscle seizures, followed by lethargy, low blood pressure, and poor pulse. The disease is sometimes known as the Blue Death because dehydration causes the skin to turn bluish, especially around the lips and fingernails. At this point, the affected person is almost certain to die. It is estimated that without treatment, cholera kills about half of those infected. The New York Times in 1892 reported cholera outbreaks at Astrakhan province on the 30th of June. Historians agree that cholera was at Astrakhan as early as June 13th. Historians also agree that cholera spread up the river at lightning speeds and reached 1,200 miles in 12 days. From Astrakhan province on June 13th, stopping in Saratov on the 14th, it reached Samara province on June 23rd. Cholera reached Simbirsk on June 24th, and it was in Kazan by the 25th of June. By July 7th, cholera reached Nizhny Novgorod, traveling through other province and reaching Tver on August 5th, which is at the northwestern end of the Volga River. Tver is located in between St. Petersburg, which is to the north, and Moscow to the south. One case in point in the town of Saratov, itinerant workers, casual laborers, and boatmen flocked to Saratov with the promise of lucrative work. This resulted in a rapid rise in population and no available housing. As a result, shanty towns popped up, surrounded by narrow ravines, used to direct raw sewage into the Volga River and away from the population. Approximately 4,000 people lived in these unsanitary conditions. In June of 1892, Saratov, crippled with overpopulation, filled with shipping commerce and surrounded by sewage-filled waters, was a ripe breeding ground for the cholera epidemic. In all, it is estimated that 10,980 people died in Astrakhan, 21,091 in Saratov, 18,115 in Samara, and 3,703 in Kazan. Why did cholera proliferate so quickly in towns along the Volga River? Heavy shipping traffic on the Volga by barges, steamships, and small boats carrying people up and down the Volga River was in contact with contamination. Cholera slowed when the ships could not carry large groups of people. For example, on another river in Russia, steamboats could only travel halfway across the Don from Rostov towards Voronezh. The smaller crafts were necessary to complete the voyage. The third longest river in Europe, the Dnieper, was nearly impassable for large ships below Kherson, where there were several waterfalls. Natural features slowed the speed of cholera's progress upriver. Therefore, cholera slowed when larger amounts of people could not be transported in larger numbers or when people dispersed to other destinations. But on the Volga, it's one river that runs south to the northwest. The Volga and its tributaries played a major role in Russian trade, contributing to more than 30% of trade along the waterways. Half of all the steamships moved commerce up the Volga by 1895. There were 2,539 steamships in Russia, and 1,329 were on the Volga. There were also 3,549 barges on the Volga. While the epidemic occurred in 1892, statistics from 1895 illustrate the robust amount of trade moving up the Volga through Russia in the late 1800s. And by the late 1800s, there were more than 700,000 urlaki, or haulers, living and working on the Volga River. Haulers helped pull the barges upriver by a system called kedging. A small boat would anchor up the river, and then the barge would be dragged to the smaller boat by the haulers. Large barges carrying heavy goods moved upstream very slowly, at between 4 and 11 kilometers an hour in good conditions. Given the length of the river, haulers were not able to complete the entire trip. So at certain points along the route, they were swapped out for a fresh crew, which would pull the barges up the river. Each stopping point was about 80 kilometers away. The haulers worked and slept in disgusting conditions and were in constant contact with cholera. Much like today's essential workers, who risked their own health by coming in constant contact with COVID, working to provide services to fulfill the needs of the people and the government, the haulers continued to pull supplies up the river despite the dangers. The upstream trip was occupied mostly by goods. The downstream trip was filled mostly with passengers. This increased in later parts of the century when the steamship gained popularity. Typically, it took between 1 and 2 months to traverse the entire length of the river. The Volga was so important in the supply chain that it came under government regulation. It was vital that its trade should not be impeded, and this led to a number of regulations from the construction of wharfs to eventually conditions of labor on the river. In Nizhny Novgorod, commerce was so lucrative by 1861, thousands of ships docked there each year carrying goods worth over 20 million rubles a year. The vessels you would see on the Volga varied from huge oriental-looking Astrakhan barges to steamships and canoes. In addition, the tributaries of the Volga had their own assortment of vessels uniquely equipped to carry cargo through past their natural barriers. Most goods, even after the popularity of steamships, continue to be transported by barges. It is estimated that by the mid-1800s, nearly 22,000 vessels traveled the length of the Volga annually. There were two sizes of barges, the largest called the Balina, and the smallest with a sail called Razhivia. The largest barge took 300 haulers to pull the barge down the river. The smallest still needed anywhere between 20 and 50 men to operate. By the 1850s, steamboats helped lighten the burden of barges carrying more expensive goods, such as tea and metal products. The Volga Company in the 1850s was running 7 steamships and taking in 390,327 rubles a year, carrying over 40,000 tons of goods. By 1862, there were 15 shipping companies owning 150 steamships based in Nizhny Novgorod alone, and the number of ships and the extent of their freight continued to rise in the 1880s and 1890s. Towns were built along these routes, and with towns came people and people to work these routes. By the 1870s, it was estimated that more than 700,000 people were burlak, or haulers, who pulled the barge down the river. This is not including the pilots it took to steer the ship and barges. This created the perfect storm for the spread of this cholera epidemic. The rapid rise in population, with the influx of workers, unsanitary living conditions, and the movement of large numbers of workers up the river. As a result, hundreds of thousands of lives were lost during this tragic epidemic. Thank you for listening.